Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
The main thing that I want to try and figure out is, you know, before I even see him, is what are you? What are these things? We experience them all over the place. And, you know, up until this point, I really did not think that these things could physically attack you. I had heard the stories, seen the movies, all that stuff. And really up until this investigation, I had never experienced anything personally where I really felt like my safety was in danger. And this investigation really, it threw me off for about 48 hours trying to put my hands around what in the world could have happened at this in this building that would have caused the amount of audible activity that we had as well as the physical activity that we had. I'm not the only person that was touched. I was actually scratched. I was kicked. Cappy, the marketing director for the place, he had his ear pulled. My brother had his butt grabbed while we were there. Oh. I mean, it was an extremely physical event, and nothing like that has ever happened with us before. So,
and you guys weren't on the dance floor with the DJs going.
None of that stuff. None of that stuff. Now, Albert was walking up into the VIP room when he got his butt grabbed. So, y'all watch that whenever
There's
you guys
a frisky
are going through
ghost
that.
Up
exactly.
Compound.
Watch
so.
Out,
just tell the ghost good touch, bad touch.
That's gonna happen at Big Wicked, guys. Yeah. You're gonna be grabbing butts and be like, "One me, the ghost."
Just so you know, Big Wicked, there is no bad touch.
That's true. Absolutely.
And I know you guys are a skeptical lot, and I would be also. And some of you guys might be thinking, look, this is just an easy way for them to talk about the Big Wicked because it's that compound and this is where the hunt is. None of this is made up. We promise you.
I would not put my credibility on the line for a marketing ploy. I went there thinking, you know, if there's something there, cool. It might be cool to have everybody there in a true haunted place for the party. But my God, I had no idea what I was walking into. It was out of this world. It really was.
What is the history of compound? Like, we heard earlier that it was a slaughterhouse, and then we heard that they used to make tombstones there.
The building itself, wherever the party actually is, that's where the headstone factory was. We did catch activity out of compound itself. Then they also have a building right next door to it that's actually just a warehouse. They use it for storage, things like that. And that is where the slaughterhouse actually used to be. And it is dark and it is creepy in that slaughterhouse. And that was my favorite. Instantly coming up, I'm attracted to the darkest, creepiest spot in the entire building. And it was the slaughterhouse. So we kind of broke up into teams. Half the team went into compound. Half of us went into the slaughterhouse. My team actually started off in compound. And then we went to the slaughterhouse after maybe about an hour afterwards. So while we went into the slaughterhouse, we came across a door. And this door was padlocked. I mean, it was locked. And
I feel like a little kid with my legs crossed, like I'm listening in class because I'm so... Yeah, exactly.
So this door was locked. And something was telling us we got to get inside this door. So we finally jimmied the door open to get in, and we open it up, and there's just, boom, this dark basement that we didn't know was there. And come to find out, Cappy didn't even know that it was there. The marketing director, he's like, dude, I've never been down here before. I didn't even know this place had a basement. So we went down there, and the activity just, it blew up instantly as soon as we were down there. And the amount of activity, the audible activity was literally, when I was going back, it's about a 45-minute stretch of the most crazy paranormal activity I've ever... Every minute, something was happening.
Like, could you feel... Like, you and I have talked about this before. Last year when I spent the night in that haunted hotel,
right,
that I could feel an energy behind me when I was trying to sleep that would wake me up. When you started to walk down into that basement, could you feel that kind of energy?
Not at first, because you're going down with flashlights. You know, anytime you have light, it gives you that sense of comfort. But when the lights go off, that's kind of when your adrenaline starts pumping at that point. And it definitely got very heavy very quickly. Within the first 45 seconds of us kind of, you know, settling in and turning the lights off, the tenseness in the room started to increase.
Wow.
And I mean, it was...
What did it look like down there?
Pitch black. You couldn't... There are literally no windows in the building or in the basement. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face. There's building materials all over the place down there. I don't know where the building materials came from. Windows, doors, toilets, all kinds of stuff. Just kind of thrown down into this basement area. It's basically storage. And, you know, the compound has owned this building for the past 6 months.
Well,
and
they
didn't
use those toilets a couple years ago.
There's plenty plenty of them. So,
there are some nights that, you know, that I needed a bathroom so badly.
I would have gone down there.
And it's downstairs in a dark room. I would have gone anyway.
Well, you're not going to catch me going down there alone. And normally I would go into any place by myself. I've never been in a situation where I wouldn't go into a place by myself. But down in this basement, I truly feel like my safety would be in jeopardy if I went down there by myself.
No kidding. That bad.
It was that bad. It was that intense. I have never run out of it. One of the last ones that we're going to play for you. Literally, I run out of this place screaming like a little schoolgirl, and I'm horribly embarrassed that I'm going to play this on air. But, you know, it is what it is. It's exactly what happened, and you can hear the terror in the voices of everybody that was there that something crazy just happened. And I mean, I first time ever, I've run out of a room screaming.
All right, let's go ahead. I'm sorry.
One quick question. When we hear this audio, is this stuff that was on the playback, or is this, did you hear audible things when you were in the basement?
Yes, while we were there.
Really?
Wow. This first
so you
one,
heard it, because usually it's not till after when you play back the audio, then you hear some of the whispers and the voices. But
this is the 1% when you hear these things. And we heard them all night long.
Oh, wow.
So when I say this is without a doubt the most wicked place I've ever been to, the Big Wicked, you could not get a better fitting name for this for this event. I mean, it is unbelievable.
There are so many like really freaky ghosts, like people that love this kind of thing, that I bet they could rent that place out for Halloween next year in the pitch dark and not do anything to it at all, and people would want to spend the night down.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, just go sleep. Absolutely. Or sit in the dark.
Yes. Yep. All right, let's. We're gonna have to do this in two parts because there's so many clips to play for you guys. There was so much activity that I think we're gonna have to do it in two different parts here. So why don't we give them a taste with a couple, then we'll come back and we'll play all the really, really, really freaky stuff.
Sounds good. Now keep in mind, all of this was captured during maybe 3 hours, but the majority of this happened in the last 45 minutes to an hour. All right, the first one that we caught, this one is just one of the many events that we actually heard while we were there. My brother Albert, if you guys have tuned in for a couple of years, he's actually about to go to Afghanistan, so he definitely wanted to come in for one of these. He says, tap on something, make a noise, tap on something. And we all of us in the room heard this woman's voice that says, come in here.
Tap on something.
Now, I had to cut it off right there at the end because it was going to be another bleep. There's a lot of these that unfortunately had to have some bleeps in it.
Clear as day.
Yes.
It's like she's there with you.
Exactly.
Oh my God, one more time.
Okay, so you'll hear once again, you'll hear his brother's voice, who I'm assuming doesn't get shook very easily because he's been on a couple of tours in the military.
And he's
now
a police officer as well.
And then you hear the woman's voice come in.
Tap on something.
In case you couldn't understand what they said 2-for-1 well drinks at the main bar.
All right, now this next one, crazy, absolutely crazy. All of us heard this at the exact same time. Dreema, which by the way, Dreema did such a great job over the past couple of months keeping everything running smoothly with the ghost hunters. But Dreema actually said, if you're in here, scream. So about 30-45 seconds go by, no scream, and then all of us clearly hear a little girl scream somewhere probably about 30 feet behind us.
So this is completely silent for you guys now for almost a minute when this happens?
I don't know about silence. I think we asked another question in between, and then we heard the scream, and all of us, again, you'll hear us note the fact that we all heard the scream.
That was definitely like between you guys.
There it is.
Did you hear
that? That was a scream.
Let's hear it again.
That was definitely like between you guys.
I said, that was about 45 seconds after she had just said, "If you know, can you scream as loud as you can for us?"
That was definitely like between you guys.
Did you hear that?
And the freaky thing is that you say, "Can you scream as loud as you can?" and that's how audible it is.
Yeah,
that distance away. Oh man, creepy.
Now this one's a little on the faint side. This one was actually captured in compound itself. Obviously Atlanta's got so much Civil War history to it. I asked if they were a civil or soldier, and there's a little bit of a pause. So the first clip is kind of long because there's about 5 to 6 seconds of a pause, and then some girl or woman responds back, "My uncle."
Are you a civil or soldier?
One more time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a civil or soldier?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now I clipped it, so it's just to the my uncle part. So if you want to play the next one,
okay. So this is now zoomed in on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's
really faint.
It is.
At the beginning.
How you guys find this? You know, like...
You just listen to the background. You've got to be able to filter out what's actually being said and just listen to the background. So, real quick, I'm going to keep moving on because I still got a couple more. This next one, Albert asks him to make a noise. You hear three taps, and then we say, do it again, and then another two taps.
Make a sound.
So hear the last part.
It was responding back to us, and when we asked it to tap again, it definitely tapped again.
How'd you ask him to do it again?
Ted
goes
to
make a sound. He does. Shut the hell up.
All right, now have you guys seen the movie The Grudge? All right, they've got this this ghost that comes down out of the closet and makes this crazy clicking noise, like a growling clicking noise. Uh-oh. Whatever this was from The Grudge was down in this basement because we caught the exact same noise of this. So those of you who've seen the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about, but it sounds just like the ghost from The Grudge.
Wow, you guys are freaked.
It was right in front of us. I mean, literally, like in our face, whatever these noises were in our face.
Is that Dreama that's freaking out?
No, that was Katie Ruth. That was Katie Ruth Dream freaking out. But all of us had our, I mean, we all had to go home and change our underwear. It was one of those nights.
Let's hear that clicking again. And that couldn't be like an animal or something animal in the...
right in front of us. It was in front of us. I mean, all of these noises literally, except for the come in here, that one did sound like it was a little bit further away. Wow. All of the, and like I said, I had...
And you heard them live.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
jeez.
All right. I'm going to have to skip over a couple of these here. I just want to go straight to the one. I told you I was personally attacked twice. Mm-hmm. One of them happened in a back storage room, actually in Compound itself. We're down in this dark... Awesome. Creepy area, and my arm just started burning. I'd either been bitten by a spider,
really?
Or had run into poison ivy, something, and my arm just started burning.
Just isolated in one area,
in
or the
one
whole
area.
Arm?
No, it was just kind of right on my forearm. And so we hit the flashlight on it. Really couldn't see a whole lot with the flashlight. And then when we went out to the parking lot, I had two distinct claw marks about 6 inches long that were going, and we've got pictures of it. We're going to have that up on the website today after we get off the radio as well. But this next event. I don't get into personal feelings. Ooh, I feel this way, I feel that way. But something just kept telling me. Everybody wanted to leave. After all these experiences, they were like, dude, let's just get out of here. Let's go. And I kept saying, no, we're going to stay. There, something is going to happen here. Well, I had
something
no
else,
idea.
You mean? Yeah, something more?
Something really exciting was about to happen. So I just couldn't leave. So we all stuck around for a couple more minutes. I was sitting Indian style, had my hands resting on my legs.
Applesauce.
Exactly.
And this is in a dark room, so you're sitting on the floor, and
yes.
There's just a couple of candles around. You got a flashlight?
No, it was pitch black. Pitch black. Not a bit of light. And out of nowhere, I felt the cold leather of a physical boot, like a work boot, kick my hand. My hand slung around because it was kicked so hard, hit Katie Ruth, who was standing right next to me. My recorder, because I was sitting on the ground, my hand hits a recorder. I scream bloody freaking murder. I'm running out. I'm tackling whoever is in front of me so I can get the hell out of this room. And everybody
is completely
freaked out.
You make everybody else stay, but you're the first man out.
Hey, man. Every man for himself at that point. So, but it was, I started hyperventilating. I couldn't breathe. I was about to vomit. It was the most sickening experience I've ever had in my entire life of what we're about to play. Now, we didn't catch any EVPs, but you've got to hear the terror in all of our voices. And this was... You hear me say, I'm done. I am done.
What?
Andy? What?
I have no
What?
What? Something just kicked my hand. Something just kicked my hand. All right, I'm out of here.
And the whole way you hear me going,
what did it feel like?
It felt like somebody wearing a pair of army boots kicked the side of my hand, and it was right on the pinky, like the ball, the side of your hand, and literally it was so hard that my arm slung around and hit Katie Ruth, who was standing up right next to me.
Wow.
And it was the realest experience because it was physical. I felt the coldness of a leather boot on my hand. I mean, it was unbelievable. I could not, there's no way I could have gone back down there. Now I'm dying to go back down. Now that I've calmed down and changed my underwear, I can't wait to go back, and we are absolutely going back to find out what else we can get out of here.
The Burt Show.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.